Shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
Peace to you. So it's good to be with you today. Let's open in prayer and I'll be bringing the word today. Our Father in heaven, we come to you in the name of Jesus, the Messiah, Yeshua, Lord. We thank you for the salvation that Yeshua has brought. We thank you, Father, that your hand is upon our lives. And Lord God, I pray that as I bring forth this word today, that you will move mightily in our hearts and lives, that you will make it very real to us. Lord God, we pray that your word, as you promised, that your word will not return void. And so today, Lord God, we just pray that you will immerse us in your presence and immerse us in your word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, it's a very much a pleasure to be with you today. And I want to bring a message titled, Ministers of Reconciliation. And about 7 years ago, I was speaking at a youth retreat in California. And I had along our two young children, Aaron and Isaac, 7 and 6 years old at the time. And we had finished the weekend speaking to the youth, and we were getting ready to go. And I had told the kids we were going to go up into the hills to look at a bird sanctuary, where you could hold out your hands and the birds would fly and land on your hand. It was really neat. And I said, just bring your stuff up to the car and we'll go from there. And so I was busy getting stuff loaded. I told them we were at the cabin. I told them, just go right up to the top of the hill. And so I loaded my stuff up and I turned around and my wife asked me, where are the boys? I said, they were right here. They were right down the hill. She says, where are the boys? I said, I don't know. Let me go back down to the cabin. I went back down to the cabin to look. They're not there. Where could they be? As a father, my heart starts to race. Where are my children? Where could they be? We began to look around, asking youth, asking other leaders, have you seen our boys? Nobody had seen them. They had suddenly disappeared. I began getting more frantic. Will you help me look? Will you help me look? Come over. Help me find my boys. Calling out, Aaron, Isaac, where are you? Where could you be? Nothing. Stopping and listening. And we were up in the mountains in California. And your mind begins to race. Did they get eaten by a mountain lion? Did a bear come out of nowhere and devour my children? Where did they fall off of a cliff? Where are they? I began running up into the woods. Maybe I can find them. Maybe I can hear them. Where are they? And nobody knew. Nobody knew. About 45 minutes went by. We were looking for our boys and couldn't locate them. I didn't know what to do, praying, seeking God. Lord, restore them. Bring them back. And I was coming around the hill, and I could see out through the forest. I could see into a clearing, an open field. And I was coming calling, Aaron, Isaac! And then I hear on the other end of the field, Dad, Dad, real faint. And I peer through, and I see them on the other end. And at that point, it was the perfect movie scene. It was the perfect movie. I come barreling out from the forest, and they're looking, Dad! Aaron, Isaac, Dad, and they're running, you know, and it's in slow motion. And we meet in the middle of the field, and I wrap my arms around them and hold them so tight, and they're crying, and I'm crying. And in that moment, we were reconciled. We were brought back together. It was a glorious feeling. It felt so good. It felt so right. Now, if anybody else had found my children, it would have been so beautiful. But when the Father finds the children, it is so right. It is so good. We cheer on this kind of reunion. We say yes, and we cry tears of joy because reunion, deep down within us, there's a word, kishkas. The kishkas is our deep down in our guts. It feels right. It is so good. And for us today, I want you to watch this brief video of soldiers reunited with their families. It's something that is so right when the soldiers come home and their children come into the embrace of their father's arms. Let's watch this video. Now, if the ushers will come and pass out tissues to everyone, we'll continue. It's so touching to see that restoration of relationship between people, between children and their fathers, and between husbands and wives. But how much greater is it when people are reconciled with their Creator, when people come into right relationship with their Creator through faith in Jesus, the Messiah? This is what it's all about, reconciliation. And we are called as ministers of reconciliation to bring the message of life to a world that is lost and dying. They don't know where their daddy is. But we have that message of good news, of hope. Come back to your Father, your Heavenly Father, your Creator, who loves you and wants to embrace you. He wants a relationship with you. This is our calling. If you would stand together for the reading of the Word, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 17 is where we'll begin. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. We have a calling for reconciliation. I'm reading out of the Complete Jewish Bible, so it will vary a little bit from what your version is. Therefore, if anyone is united with the Messiah, he is a new creation. The old has passed, the new has come. Or what is come is fresh and new. And it is all from God, who through the Messiah has reconciled us to himself and has given us the work of that reconciliation, which is that God in the Messiah was reconciling mankind to himself, not counting their sins against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors of the Messiah. In effect, God is making his appeal through us. What we do is appeal on behalf of the Messiah. Everyone say it together. Be reconciled to God. You may be seated. This is what our calling is, to be ministers of reconciliation, to bring forth an appeal on behalf of the Messiah. Be reconciled to God. This is our duty. This is our responsibility before God. It's his calling upon our lives. We may do any number of things in life, any number of different jobs and callings, but in the end, it all boils down to we are ministers of reconciliation, bringing the good news of the Messiah to a world that needs to know. And it feels so good to be embraced by a Father who loves us. Amen. Our confidence is not in ourselves, but it's in him who calls us and empowers us. We are called to make the proclamation in 2 Corinthians 4, 5, and 6, 4, 5 through 6, for what we are proclaiming is not ourselves, but the Messiah Yeshua as Lord, with ourselves as slaves for you because of Yeshua. For it is the God who once said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has made his light shine in our hearts, the light of the knowledge of God's glory shining in the face of the Messiah Yeshua. We are not anything, but we are messengers of the Messiah. God sent his Son, and we celebrate in the season. We celebrate the birth of Messiah. We celebrate at Christmas the time of the birth of our Messiah. At Hanukkah, it's the festival of lights in Jewish circles, the festival of lights. What is that light? What is the greatest light that has ever been seen in all the world? Is the light of Jesus coming into the earth to bring reconciliation of mankind to God. And we have a role to play in proclaiming that reconciliation. His great gift is carried in jars of clay in chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. But we have this treasure in jars of clay so that it will be evident that such overwhelming power comes from God and not from us. We have all kinds of troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, yet not in despair. Persecuted, yet not abandoned. Knocked down, yet not destroyed. We always carry in our bodies the dying of Yeshua, so that the life of Yeshua may be manifested in our bodies too. It's all about his glory. We are but treasures, or we carry the treasure of the good news in these clay pots. And we are ministers of the gospel to everyone we meet. We carry his glory upon us that we may share it with those around us. And we live for him. We live for God and not for ourselves. It's all about God. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about him. It's not about us. We live not for ourselves. In verses 14 and 15 of chapter 5, it's for Messiah's love has hold of us, because we are convinced that one man died on behalf of all mankind, which implies that all mankind was already dead, and that he died on behalf of all in order that those who live should not live any longer for themselves, but for the one who on their behalf died and was raised. We boast not in ourselves and what we can do and the work of our hands, about how good a speaker we are, about how skilled we are in building or creating. We boast in Him, because He is our all in all. He is worthy of all praise. We come together and celebrate in song and in praise songs and worship and in prayer, because it's all about Him. It's all about Him. But God has given us all influence. He's given us all skills and abilities. Why? So that we can use that for His glory and honor. And He's pleased to do that. In chapter 10, verse 13, it says, We, however, will not boast beyond proper limits, but will confine our boasting to the field God has assigned to us, a field that reaches even to you. And he goes on to say, Paul does, but let him who boasts boast in the Lord, for it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends. God has given us a platform to minister. Whatever that platform is, He wants you to use it for His glory and His honor. My father-in-law often says this: you are a minister of the gospel, cleverly disguised as a computer programmer for USAA. Or you are a minister of the gospel, cleverly disguised as a plumber for Roto-Rooter. Whatever we're doing, whatever platform God has given us, we boast in that. We say, God has given me this opportunity, this place, this platform to share His love with the people around me. Whatever you're doing, whatever it is, even in your retirement, God wants to use you. He wants you to dream. He wants you to look forth and say, even though I'm retired from my career, I have a platform to minister to the people around me. Sharing the love of God, the message of reconciliation with everybody around me. It's so important that we take hold of this. It's all for His glory. And we boast in the Lord. And we can say, look what God has done. Look what God has done. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. That's something to boast about. I was lost in the forest. I didn't know where my daddy was. I was lost wandering through the forest. But my daddy came with open arms. He said, my son, my child, my daughter, here I am. And he wrapped his arms around us. And it felt so good, didn't it? And this is the same love that God wants to impart to the people who haven't come to know Him yet. Everyone say, yet. He wants to impart that to everyone who hasn't come to know Him yet. And I know many of you are praying for family members and friends and children who are not serving God, who are not walking with Him. God is ready to embrace. He's going forth. He's working in their lives. He's hearing your prayers. Don't give up hope. Don't give up praying for the lost in your life, for those who are around you who do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep praying. Keep pressing in. Keep sharing your faith. Keep boasting about what God has done in your life and in the world around us, that they may hear that testimony. This is why our testimonies are so important. This is why it's so good to tell about what God has done in our lives. Yesterday in our service, we had a time during the praise songs where we asked people to come up and give praise to God and give testimony to what God has done. And person after person after person kept coming up, just testifying about what God had done and just sharing the mighty deeds of our God. It was beautiful to see. This is what we boast in, not in ourselves, not in the work of our hands, but in who God is and what He has done. Amen. And as we go forth individually, We recognize that we don't do it alone, but we are joined together as a body. You here at New Life Romanian are a body of people, a body of believers who are joined together in the Messiah to do His work and do His purpose. It's so important to work together. We are not called to live alone and to be alone. I don't know of anybody who, when you ask them, what do you want to be when you grow up? And nobody says, well, I'm going to live in a cave all alone by myself as a hermit. They don't say that, right? They want to do something to reach people. I want to be a fireman. I want to help people. I want to be a policeman. I want to be this. I want to connect with people. We are not created to be alone. And so as we fulfill our duties to be ministers of reconciliation, we do it as a unified body. And when we join together, arm in arm, hand in hand, and go forth, we are a powerful force. When we walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, listening to His voice and responding to His leading, when we read His Word and it comes to life and we have that Word that we then bring forth to others, there's power in that. I want you to watch a second video. There's power together when we work. This is an Amish barn raising. I don't know if you've ever seen this. This is a time-lapse video. It's compacted into 3 minutes. This is a day-long, 10-hour day, with lunch included, that these men work together to assemble an entire barn. There's power when we work together. Wow. The power of working together, the power of serving in our role and function within the body. Just as they were able to build that entire structure in just one day, it is said that it would take a full construction company about a month to do that same amount of work. Yet because they were working together, unified, and they all knew their role and their responsibility, they were able to do a mighty work in a short amount of time. And we have a mighty work before us, eternal work, that is bringing the world to understand that there is a Father who loves them so much. We carry the good news of reconciliation to a world of people who need to know. We live our lives for Him. We are just but jars of clay carrying the precious healing balm of the message of God's love. We need to accept the area of influence that God has given us. He's put us in an area. There's no accident that you are serving in the area that you are serving in. But God has placed you there and He has a work for you to do in that place. We need to work in unity with the Lord and each other to bring about the greatest reunion of anyone's life. And so I close with this final passage from 2 Corinthians in chapter 13, Paul's words as he closes out this letter to the Corinthians. Verses 11 through 14. And now, brothers, shalom. Put yourselves in order. Pay attention to my advice. Be of one mind. Live in shalom. And the God of love and shalom will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All God's people send greetings to you. The grace of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, the love of God and the fellowship of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, be with you all. As we close today, I want to close in prayer. I would like to ask you to stand. As I said earlier, many of you are praying for lost loved ones, friends, and family. And I want to close in prayer for them. I want to close in prayer just crying out on their behalf, standing in intercession for their lives, that they would be reconciled, that they would have that reunion of all reunions, that they would come to faith in Jesus the Messiah. Would you join together in prayer as we pray for those lost loved ones? You begin to call them out even by name. Call out their name before the Lord. That we would pray for their salvation, that they would come to know the loving Heavenly Father's embrace. And for those who have just walked away from God, they're not serving Him, they're doing their own thing. We pray that they will return, even as the prodigal son returned home to a father who was, as the scriptures say, waiting for them. He was looking for them. And so let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, we come before You in the name of Jesus Christ, the name that is above all names. And Father God, we pray for those who are lost and dying and hurting in this world, Lord God. We pray for our friends and for our family members, Lord God. And Father, as this body calls out the names of their loved ones, Lord God, I pray that you will hear our cries, that you will hear our prayers, and that you will answer, Lord, when we call to you, and that you will save our lost loved ones, Lord God. Bring them back, Lord God. Maybe they're serving in lifestyles that do not honor you, Father God. Bring them back. Bring them unto you, Lord God. May they know the loving embrace of our Heavenly Father. May they know your embrace, Lord God. Oh, Father, we cry out to you. Do a mighty work. Break down walls in their lives. Remove the blindness from their eyes, Lord God, that they would see clearly that Jesus is the Messiah, that he is their Savior. Lord God, may they see you as their Heavenly Father. And Lord God, as so many people have been hurt by their earthly fathers, Lord God, and they don't know what it means to be loved by a father. Lord God, I pray that you will come to them, that you will wrap your arms around them, Lord God, and that you'll pour your Spirit out upon them, that they may know your love, a perfect love, a love that casts out all fear. Oh, Father, we thank you that you loved us, that you gave your Son to die for our sins. We thank you, Lord God, for reconciliation that you have made in our lives. Thank you for forgiveness of sins. And Lord God, we want others to know that same embrace. We want others to know that same love. And Father, we recognize your calling upon us, a calling as ministers of reconciliation. So today, Lord God, we pray that you will put that deep in our hearts to be ministers of reconciliation, that we would not fear, but we would go forth in boldness as you lead us, Lord, to share your love with everyone that we meet. Father, we love you and we bless your name. We thank you for the platform that you have given us to share your love. And Father God, we humbly bow before you, seeking your face today. Do a mighty work, Lord God, and may we give testimony to all that you have done. And may we proclaim with gladness and joy and boldness the love of Messiah. We bless your holy name this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you and shalom.